I watch Fox News in Detroit. They should call that show the Minority Crime Report. I watched it for 15 minutes and got scared of myself.
That's Kyle Grooms, a black comedian who clearly doesn't shy away from talking about racial stereotypes. And that's one of the reasons Brian Grimm uses Grooms in his documentary.
When we put a truth out on the table, we can shed a light on it and we can talk about it. So one of the reasons we're bringing comedy in is to shed light on this, on truths. The second reason we're bringing comedy in is, frankly, race is not exactly a comfortable subject for everybody, including myself, to talk about.
Now, just to be clear, because this is radio, you are, how would you describe yourself?
I mean, I'm a conservative guy. I'm a Republican. And
you're a white guy.
I mean, I'm a white guy, yeah. I mean, it's like when I looked at historically, what does prejudice look like? Well, it's white versus black, and then it's, well, it's kind of more white males, and then it's more like white males in their 50s that, oh, they look, oh, that's me.
With that realization, Grimm launched what became a multi-year journey to make a film and broaden his understanding.
In my own life, I've had a challenge with being able to talk to black people about race, and I wondered where my fear came from. So I went to talk to a few of my liberal friends and asked them if they could introduce me to a few of their black friends, and they didn't have any black friends.
Grimm cites a statistic based on a Reuters Ipsos poll. About 40% of white Americans and about 25% of non-white Americans are surrounded exclusively by friends of their own race. And, as is often the result of inquiry, Grimm learned about racial complexities that he'd never even heard of before.
I'm aware of a lot more things like white privilege. There is a definite bias, like if a black person goes into a store and go shopping, they are followed. I go into a store, that never even occurs to me because it never happens.
And you use the term white privilege. There are going to be a lot of white listeners that have never heard that term before, don't really know what it means, or if they have heard it, they take issue with it. What do you see as white privilege?
It's not something that you can see, or it's not houses or cars. It's not that kind of privilege. It's the privilege of not having to think about so many things when you go to a store, when you go into a bank. It's all those things that you don't experience because you are a person of color.
Other questions haunted Grimm, too. Why is black unemployment historically double white unemployment? What will happen to the black community if a recession worsens? And why didn't he learn about key parts of African-American history in school?
At the end of the Civil War, there was a period of Reconstruction with which there were several civil rights bills passed through 1875, roughly. And what we saw after that period is a series of those things being taken away, primarily by the Supreme Court, or new laws being passed primarily to restrict voting rights. I saw this response to actual freedom. So once voting in the black community goes up, the number of laws to restrict it increased. So there was a privilege, and then it was taken away. And I never saw that cycle taught in any history class that I remember.
Grimm says he wants more people to see the film who can influence public policy today.
I think people that are making legislation really do not have a understanding of what's going on in the black community. In many cases, the people that are making the decisions about all of our lives really do not understand or know all of the lives that they're affecting.
Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.